Today's Amud for Chazara is Yevamos Mem Zayin Amud Beis. We're holding on Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, 10 lines from the bottom, Tan Rabbanan. So it says the Gemara Tan Rabbanan, Ger Shabal is Gair Bizmanazeh, when someone comes to convert nowadays, so the first thing we try to do is to discourage him. Aymrim Loi Mavra Isa Shabasal is Gair, we tell him, why do you want to convert? Yet Yedeh Shei Sob Bizmanazeh, Devuyim, Dechufim, Sechufim, and Turafim, Klaisos not in a good state, we're afflicted, we're tormented, we get Surin Boin Aleim, and we have tremendous Surin, tremendous pain that come to us. If he says, I know, and I still feel myself unworthy to be part of such a special nation, meaning I still want to convert, so then we accept him right away, but we still try to discourage him a little bit more. We tell him there's a lot of mitzvahs, there's mitzvahs kalos, we tell him there's different details, small little details you're going to have to be careful about. There's mitzvahs chamurais that are very chamur. We tell him about these different matnaisaniyim. The Gemara will explain why. We tell him about the punishment for the mitzvahs. We explain to him. Have the idea that you should know, before you converted, you don't get kares. You don't get skila. But now that you convert, you will be held responsible. And just like we tell them about the punishment of mitzvahs, we have to be honest about the religion, give them a picture of what it's like, and therefore we also tell them about the schar. We say to him, have yideh, you should know, that this olam haba, this schar, is only for tzaddikim, people who do the ratzon Hashem. So we explain to him that Klaisa nowadays has a difficult time taking on whether things are too good or too bad. When they're too good, it's hard to serve Hashem mitoch da'ashirus. And when it's bad, it's hard to serve Hashem mitoch da'anias. We don't tell him about too many mitzvahs, and even the ones we tell him about, we don't tell him all the details. Kiba, once he accepts everything, so then ma'al naisa miyad. So then that's it, then we right away we give him the milah. But of course, if there are parts of the Mila, the Makam Mila, that are remaining, and it's parts that are Ma'akid the Mila, then of course we have to give him a second bris Mila. Nisrape, once he's healed from the Mila, Matmilan Oisemiyan, we put him into the mikvah, Ushne Tamid Chachamim, Maimdin Al Gabav, you have two Tamid Chachamim standing by him, and we diem Oisem, Mixas Mitzvahs Kalis, and Mixas Mitzvahs Chamurais. And they tell him about the Mixas Kalis, the Mitzvahs Kalis and Chamurais again, so he should be Mikabal the Mitzvahs right now by the end of the Geirus process. Tavav Allah Reiki Yisrael Chodavarav, once he goes into the mikvah and comes out, so he's a regular Yid. By an Isha, so then Nashim, Mashivas Oisem, Bemaim Atzavara, women help her into the water until she's neck deep, and the Tamid Chachamim wait outside until the woman is covered, and then they come in. They tell her about the mitzvahs, and this halacha is true, echad ger v'echad echad eved meshuchar, whether it's by a ger or an eved who's going free. Now, b'makim she nida tayvela sham ger v'eved meshuchar tayvela. Now, the type of mikvah, 40 saw mikvah that a nida tayvels in, that's also the mikvah that's needed for ger and eved meshuchar. And anything that would be considered a chatzitza by the tefila is a problem of chatzitza for any tefila, the tefila of a ger, and a meshuchar, or a nida, all these things, the lachis are the same. Now, Amramar, we had mentioned that ger shabal esgayer, aymrim lo imam reisa shabasal esgayer, why do you want to convert? We tell him that there's some very detailed mitzvahs, some mitzvahs chamurais. So says the Gemara, my time, why are we telling him all this? Says the Gemara, di parish nifresh, that if he separates, he decides not to follow through, so that would be great, he wouldn't follow through with the geiris. Why is that a good thing? The Amrav Chalboi kashim geirim the Yisrael kisapachas. That the geirim are very difficult for Klai Yisrael, like a nega, the chesim, as the pasuk says, v'nilva hagir alayim, v'nispechu abes Yaakov. The Braisa then said, we tell him about these different matnasaniyim, my time and why, Amrav Chibar Abba, Amrav Yechnan, because Ben Noyach Nerag, Alpachot Yishav Bruta, V'loi Nitin Lihishavayim. We find that the halacha is that the Ben Noyach steals even less than a Shav Bruta, it doesn't help him if he returns it. He's Chayiv Misa. What you see from there, says Rashi, what you see from that is that Goyim are very stingy, they're very medactic with their money, even small change, and Mamela, telling him about the matnas aniyim that he's going to have to give, so that's something that might discourage him from converting. But we don't tell him everything, and even what we tell him, we don't have to tell him all the details. What's the makar? As the pasuk says, that Naomi was trying to convince Ruth not to convert, so it says that Naomi sees that Ruth is being very stubborn about that she wants to go with her, so she stops trying to discourage her. The conversation went like this. At first, she tried to discourage her. She says to Ruth that we have an Isser Tchum Shabbos. You sure you want this? Rus says, yeah, wherever you go, I go. Ashulan Yichud, we have an Isser Yichud. You sure you want this? Yes. Bashar tell you Alin, I'll sleep where you sleep. We have 613 mitzvahs. You ready for that? Amechami. She says, yes, your nation is my nation. Ashulan Avedis Kochavim, we have an Isser of Avedizara. Not even allowed to be Nana from Avedizara. You sure you want that? She says, yes. Velokai Echelokai, your God is my God. Arba Mises Nimshul Bezdin, there are four Mises Bezdin. You might be deserving of one of them. You sure you're ready for that? Yes, Kasher Tamus Yamos. However you die, I'll die. Whatever it's due to come to me, so that will be. Shnei Kfarim Nimsula Bezdin. There's two different types of Kfarim. There's Kfarim for Tzadikim and there's Kfarim for Risham. You sure you want that? She says, yes, Risham Mekavir. I'll be buried there, wherever I'm supposed to be. Miyan, immediately, Naomi saw that Rus meant business. Vatera Kimisa Metzesi. She sees that she's being very stubborn. She really wants it. And then Vatechtu Ludaber Ito. Aileha, she stops speaking with her. She stops trying to discourage her. Kibo Malon Oisemiyad. The Braisa said that once the Ger accepts it, so we give him the Mila right away. My time, because Shuye Mitzvah Leimashina. We don't want to delay the Mitzvah. If there are tzitzin and hamakvin that are left over from the milah, so we have to give him another milah. That's a regular halacha that applies to any milah. Not like we learned in the Mishnah in Masechah Shabbos that elohim tzitzin hamakvin hamilah. The following is what's considered tzitzin that are ma'akiv the milah. It's basar achayves raiv v'hatara. When you have flesh that's still remaining, that's covering raiv of the hatara. Ve'inu aichel b'truma. And someone who has such a thing cannot eat truma. He's considered an aro. Now, v'amar av yirme barab, Rav explained that basar achayves raiv goivay shal hatara. It doesn't have to be raiv of the circumference of the hatara. Even if it's just raiv of the length, of the height of the hatara, that also would be considered ma'akiv the milah. The Braisa then said, Nisrape matvila noise miyad, that once he gets healed from the milos, then we put him into the mikvah. Nisrape in like Nisrape light. Sounds like only once he's healed. But before he's healed, we don't put him into the water. My time, and why not? Mishum demaya merzu maka, because it could hurt the maka if he still has the maka there, so it could irritate the maka. Therefore, we wait until he's healed. Ushnei tamid chachamim aimdin al gabav, asked the Gemara, v'am rabhi v'am rabbi yechnan, ger tzar shleisha. How could the Braisa say that there's only two tamid chachamim, but didn't rabbi yechnan teach us that the bezdin is needed for Geirus, that there needs to be three? So says the Gemara, yeah, in Echanami, I'm Rabbi Yechanan, Natana, Tanei Shleisha. Rabbi Yechanan told the Tana that to switch the gears over here in the Braisa and teach three, not two. Once he goes into the mikvah, so then he's a regular, full-fledged yid. What's the braisa coming to stress? That even if he'd go off the derech afterwards, and he marries a Jewish lady, Yisrael mumer karina bay ukidusha of kedushin. So he's not called a guy, even though he went off. He's just the Yisrael mumer. He's a Yisrael that's off the derech. Memela's kedushin would be taifes, and the lady would need a get.